Have you ever had anybody really look you right in the eye and deny things in life that you're aware of,
yeah.
and then you find out later. Well, it's really Shakespeare, you really think that there's a certain way people, well, you could think, you could tell if someone's lying or not. You can't. I can't.
Did you have occasion to ever discuss this or raise this with other women, or either with women in your family, women at work?
No, I never did.
Because I'm just, now that you raise it, it raises a whole new area that I think is delicate. But that we really should be asking all the women who are married to servicemen, that must have been relatively common.
I don't know. I never thought it ever happened to anybody but me, and I certainly wasn't going to tell anyone.
How did you
feel? I don't know why I'm telling you all this.
Well, I mean, it really gives a much better picture of the period those sorts of...
I'm sure now that you've mentioned, there must have been lots of other women on this campaign.
Now, would you have considered, for instance, going to see the nurse or the doctor at the plant?
No. I mean, when I heard on the job a couple times, you're just still getting bandaged or something, but not... You know, I would have gone to my family doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Except that with that, I didn't want him to know, if that's what it was. And had I gone there originally, I'm sure I might have been cured, not had the surgery or anything.
But you had an initial notion right away that it was gonorrhea?
Well, because of the symptoms that I had originally, after dealing with that. And obviously, he was home, and he was in a man and didn't it. So I assumed that he was the one who gave it to me. I think it's a legitimate assumption.
So that you took two long stretches of sick leave then? In the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was not a problem, I think, being able to take the sick leave and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have occasion to talk to the counselors or any of those kinds of people at Lockheed about, when you would take sick leave, what would you do about childcare during that period?
By that time, Jeff was, I think, in school. When do you have been in school? And switched by the time he went to kindergarten. See, he would have switched over to the other school, to Edison School in Burbank. And actually, he could walk up there.
Oh, you'd move to Burbank?
I lived to Burbank.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. After Jimmy was in the service, I guess I'm leaping around in that story. It was really chronological at all. Because long before all this, before Jimmy went into, after Jimmy went into service, he went into service. After that, then I'd been saving up my money for a down payment on a house. And I bought a house in Burbank on Buena Vista. Yeah. And my mother moved in with Jeff and me.
Oh.
After Jimmy went into the service. Mother moved in with me, and his mother worked at Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
And mother went in, moved in with me, and she paid me room and board to stay with me. And,
let me ask, in terms of saving up for the house, did you view this as a decision on your part? What did this reflect about your life? Did you still conceive of the fact that you... And we're going to remain married, and did you consult him at all about...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he agreed. In fact, when he went into the to the service, he agreed that it would be a good idea for me to look around and buy a house.
Hmm.
What we'd always done was split expenses. We chopped our living expenses in half, except that Jeffrey was my responsibility, so I had to pay everything for Jeffrey, and which I... kind of resented, because that left him with a whole lot more, he made more money than I did, always, I suppose. Well, just not scads more, but a good thing. But that's the way that was.
Now, does that mean that you had separate accounts then?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get that idea? And that was rather unusual in that time period, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was or not. Jimmy didn't want to pay more than half, so I guess that's where I got the idea.
Mm.
I mean, he made more money, so it was, he didn't, you know, he really just wanted me to pay half all the living expenses. He's not really that, he's an odd man, I'm an odd woman. So. Hello?
I got to be clear.
You should have thrown your hat into the chair.
Yeah,
all right.
Would you like to stop it here?
We'll finish where we thought we were working. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. During once you moved to Burbank,
uh-huh.
So you were no longer using the child care.
Oh yeah.
Set up.
Oh yes. Yes, it was in Burbank. He was four then. He was like four and a half when we moved to Burbank when I bought the house. And so he went to the same place. He was using up Buena Vista to the Hollywood Way. I forget it was near Buena Vista or Hollywood Way, mm-hmm. Washington School.
Did you have any involvement with either the other parents at the child care center or with the teachers? Was there any sort of parent group that was involved?
No, none at all. The teachers, you know, we taught them, and not much when I took them in the morning, but then after school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, we talked, see how he was getting along, but it was nothing really, not just briefly. And then after it, when it became, I guess it was five and a half, then started kindergarten. When he switched to kindergarten, then he went to the other school, because they just had the preschoolers. It was the first school, Washington School. So then he went to another school. And he was taken into, or he went into class, you know, half a day, and then the rest of the day he was out there. When the first grade, he spent more time in school than the rest. in his daycare center.
Mm-hmm. So it was part of that extended day program.
Yeah,
right.
It was extended day. Yeah, extended mm-hmm. daycare center. And he really liked it. He really seemed. If you can tell, because he had nothing to compare it with. He didn't know what it was like to be a little boy and stay home and doing that that routine. But he liked the teachers always at the daycare center and at the preschool center. He just seemed to love them. Hug them He would run to play and with his read his friends, and play, so that it was not hard leaving him there.
Mm-hmm.
After first, I didn't realize, they cry, they scream, holler, and well, one day I was standing around talking to the teacher, and I saw a little boy screaming, crying, carry on. As soon as his mother walked out the door, he just was just like wiping the thing off his face. I turned around, walked away. And of course, I had to get that howl of laughter. I said, "Did you see that?" She said, "Almost every kid does that. As soon as a kid sees a mother gone, he stops crying." So it was really made me feel a lot better, and I thought it was so amusing.
But you felt pretty good at times, about the level.
I felt very good about the child care. Yeah, I did. It really was seldom a huge problem for me, and of course, it was so much less expensive than the other.
How much did you?
I have no recollection. I just didn't even a clue at how much I paid.
Because I think depending on the school district, they were either a quarter or 50 cents a day, I think. Does that ring a bell?
It might be 2.5 a week. Probably, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I really have no recollection. I think it depends on how much you're selling it.
Mm. And you were also able to leave on Saturday?
Yes.
Did your mother work the same thing with you?
Yes, I think she did. No, she worked 7 to 3:30. I think mother had a ride.
Mm.
I'm sure she did. Mm-hmm. Mother had a ride. If she didn't have a ride, then we'd have, but otherwise I'd have had to go and stay there from 7 to 8, and in the car, which was not too good. Because it was nicer. I was able to go when I didn't have to be there until 8. You know, I had a little more time to leave the afternoon to get in there and take on.
Well, should we stop the game and next time with the, because it sounds like you didn't move then from
Hollywood to
Well, also in terms of the work from that planning